So this next part of the meeting is related to the ultimate changes to the org chart. So I think I provided Dr. Frigo feedback from everyone, and I think he's got everything pretty much finalized, but he wants to talk through the HR sleeve of things.
Okay, you come back in.
Especially related to Deanne's role in the organization and the addition of the labor relations person that he has concluded that he thinks is relevant and important. So that's what this is about. Frigo, the floor is yours. Do you need to identify yourself one more time?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Paul Frigo, superintendent. Okay, on your agenda there, you see Deanne Hillman, director of HR. I sent Reagan and Kendall, I sent you a org chart updated.
That yes, be
talking,
I got it. Thank
be
you.
Talking about in relation to Deanne. So, if you look there in orange, you remember some of the feedback the board gave me in regards to the org chart. You guys mentioned that you think it's important we have someone to deal with labor relations. In the original org chart, that was going to be the assistant superintendent position I had up there, but that position's been removed. And you see the assistant director of labor relations there in orange. My thought is to move Deanne into that position as a director of labor relations for her the rest of her time here in Decatur, which is about 18 months. And then after she leaves, that would become an assistant director when we replace her. And then we would look for a director of HR to replace Deanne during these last 18 months while she's here. That way she can help that person, whoever we end up hiring. But we also have her dealing with labor relations, and she has the best knowledge, other than Todd, of our contracts in the district. So we would have that person designated for dealing with our 7 union contracts, which does take a lot of time, and then our director of HR can focus on recruitment, retention, training of personnel, all the other things that HR needs to be involved with, and a lot of times, quite frankly, gets tugged away from time-wise because we're dealing with grievances or other types of negotiations. I have reached out to anticipating a possible go-ahead. I have reached out to HYA. They would be happy to do a extensive search for a director of HR position. They are already willing to do a director of data research and accountability. We've had a hard time filling, and we would add this to their search as we try to find someone to lead our HR department moving forward.
So how would the director of HR job description change with this split off of the labor part of it?
Right, I think what looking at the current one, which needs to be updated, it hasn't been updated in a long time, I think counsel and advise personnel in charge of labor relations, we don't want to put a title to it, is what we would need to add. And I think also we need to add more emphasis on recruitment, retention, and training in the job description itself.
Organizational development.
Yes, five-year plan, vacancy analysis, those type of things.
And would we need two separate job descriptions depending on whether or not this is a TRS employee versus a someone from the outside world?
I believe with the director, we have the flexibility to do either. We can list it as an IMRF or a TRS position.
Okay, because I think we want that flexibility.
I know you'd want that, yes. Okay. Yeah. I met with Deanne about this today, this morning. She understands it. She's a good soldier. She understands the organization does need this type of work and understands how it would be very beneficial to a future director of HR to have someone designated to deal with all this work.
So you raised a really good point in your opening comments that the two people who know the most about the contracts are Todd and Deanne, who will be exiting the organization
right
at the same time. What kind of ramp-up time would we need for an assistant director of labor relations, and would there need to be overlap of 6 months or something?
I didn't have anything approved, but in concept, I talked to Deanne about posting this position and having him on board by January for last year. So there's some overlap there. Now it's a little bit of dual dipping as far as money expenses, but I think they need that time. Mm-hmm. To not only get...
I don't even know if 6 months is enough.
It's probably, it could be longer, and I don't know if you'll ever get up to speed. There's so many intricacies in 7 contracts,
yeah,
and there's very little consistency between the several contracts. But I said, I'm going to talk to the board about some type of overlap of this position as you transition to your final months.
Keep in mind that you're talking about making this transition in a DEA bargaining year.
Yeah, I was just thinking.
I don't think anybody thought about, but it's going to complicate things fairly dramatically. And I also think when you're talking about transition time, I think a lot of that depends on how much background knowledge somebody has coming in, both the HR person and the assistant HR person.
So part of the problem, as we've discussed before, if you are not from Illinois and you walk into 7 contracts, you're probably going to walk right back out.
So,
or from Chicago Public Schools,
Chicago,
you know, any of those.
So that, you've been through this before.
Have a different.
So let me point out to you the history here, because the history is important. You had Teresa Bowser in this position, who came up from the ranks but had no HR experience. You had Priscilla Palmer in this position. These are in random order, who was a superintendent in another district and presumably had some HR understanding, right?
Joni Clark.
Yeah, Joni Clark in the position, who came from the private sector and had no
clerk.
No bargaining.
No public sector experience.
And no public sector experience.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got Deanne, who came up through the ranks again and was a long time Decatur person. And she had some resources to work with, because she, I'll leave that piece alone. But you know what I'm talking about. She had some resources that were helpful. So if you go out of state's a problem in HR because you got a whole school code you got to learn, plus the local contract. If you go private sector, you have the same sort of problem. You've got a whole school code. But if you go private sector, you might have somebody who understood federal law, ADA and all that stuff. But there's going to be a huge learning curve on the school code and on the Decatur contract.
Which is why I think that, I think that we need, if we're looking at this assistant director position, we need to have some parameters that it's got to be somebody from Illinois. Like, we're not going to be able to hire. And maybe we don't hire somebody from the private sector unless it's from a law firm that, you know, has dealt with school law before. The HR director, Brian, talk to me a little bit about if we have a labor relations person in place, how important is that school code, school knowledge, contract knowledge, if you've got two people filling these roles?
So I've seen a bunch of this stuff. I mean, I've seen lots of people try different things. Somebody from a law firm, the problem is you're not going to be able to afford somebody who knows what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem is that as they progress, remember they've always got the ability to move out. And so you're probably looking either at somebody who has limited expertise or is short-term in your employ. And you ought to consider that as you think about who you're hiring. Lots of people have tried that. And at least in Central Illinois, it hasn't worked.
Tried private? Tried an attorney?
Tried an attorney.
Okay.
I mean, Bloomington had one in-house for a while. Champaign had one in-house for a while.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like a good idea at the front end, and it doesn't generally. It hasn't worked. You might be the exception. Go ahead and try. It would seem to me the two things that have happened here, at least in my experience, that have worked. You had better success with school people than you've had with people from the outside. You probably have better success training your own than you will going on the outside, unless you find somebody from another district who you can attract away.
An assistant director of HR that's worked in a public sector.
Or an assistant director in HR, or an HR person in another district.
Mm-hmm.
But they're still going to have, they probably won't have the school code learning curve. They probably won't have understanding collective bargaining in Illinois, which is a whole different thing, curve. But they're going to have a Decatur curve.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really important here.
It is, but I think that there is something to be said about objectivity. Like, I mean, I think that, you know, some of the reason that I feel like we're in the position that we are in with DEA or have been for the last couple of years is because Bobby and Lisa had relationships with these people and they rolled over for them.
Yep.
And so having someone from an outside who doesn't give two shits about Sam Mills or
Susan
Eastman
on the board who did it too.
Correct. Yeah, that's exactly right. So, I think having a little bit of distance is not, I think that's healthy. And so having a Decatur curve, I get what you're saying, but having no ties is also, to me, a thing of beauty.
But one of the things you should consider as you think about no ties is that you're dealing with a DEA that is tremendously aggressive, and that will pull contract clauses on the fly off the top of their heads. And I would expect that somebody who isn't as familiar with the contract as Deanne is, for example, is they're going to be thrown by that for a while.
Yeah.
And it's very intimidating. I mean, they can be tremendously intimidating in the right kind of environment.
It would also be a situation where they may try and take advantage of that person,
Think that's right. I would think you need somebody who's strong.
Well, I think that's why we've been training up Jeff. I mean, there's one person who's not going to get intimidated by them, and it's him.
Yeah.
And so how
okay,
do you,
so
go ahead.
I want to say this. I appreciate that people need to have knowledge of some things, and that's helpful. But the school law and our contracts, we can train them to. What I want them to come to us with is the ability to manage the labor in DPS. I want them to be able to negotiate. I want them to be able to understand when somebody really knows what they're talking about or they're power playing them. I want them to come with that skill set, because that has never existed to my knowledge. We find people that know a lot about the contract, we find people that have school code information, those people have woven in and out over the last 20 years, but we need a labor relations manager, somebody who manages our contracts. They can, by nature of what they do, learn about our contracts and learn about school code, because they're a professional in this field and that's what they do.
I think so. Okay. I want to let you, I forgot to say that I had Bushu draft a, I kept everybody out of the loop. I showed it to, the only person that's seen it was Deanne this morning, a director of labor relations job description.
Okay.
So that's in the hopper as well.
Can we see that?
I think it should, yeah.
Because I think that...
It hasn't been, I mean, it doesn't add over our fingers and toes and all that on it.
Okay.
It's just a, but yeah.
I mean, I think... You know, you and I talked about from a timing perspective, trying to get the job description and the announcement about her moving into this role at the end of September.
Mm-hmm.
And the purpose of that is to not isolate this into a single
event,
but that it's part of, you know, us celebrating some principals who have met some milestones and some other things that are going on. So it doesn't, I don't want her to feel like she's getting a demotion and it's being singled out in a, you know, in an off thing. So I think we need to work expeditiously to be able to make sure that we can message this in a way that it's packaged with other things. So that's what I'm just saying. Like, is there a way that maybe by Friday we can see something weekly updated?
Yes, and I've updated the teaching and learning deputy superintendent job description as well.
Okay.
I'll send them both to you, my weekly update.
Okay, that's
great.
Is that
fair?
Yeah, that's great.
Okay.
What do the numbers mean?
Where are you at? The numbers are the number of people they supervise.
Can I ask you a question?
Directly or
indirectly? Did I hear you right say that this is the Assistant Director of Labor Relations, but you have another position, Director of Labor Relations, that you're going to bring forward to?
That's the job description, because that's what we're transferring Deanne into for now. It'll be Director. We'll revamp it as Assistant Director when she leaves.
So we won't have both those positions at the same time.
At some point, we probably will, because we'll have that other person onboarding before Deanne leaves.
Okay. Anything else on that?
Unless the board has questions.
Anything else to report about that?